Amen. All right, it's good to be back here, and praise the Lord for the opportunity, and I appreciate the opportunity to preach. I started just sneak in and get to hear Brother Rutledge preach. I praise the Lord, and I ain't saying it. We're not trying to puff each other up, but I do appreciate Brother Rutledge's preaching, and appreciate him allowing me to stand and to preach. And I think you've got a Bible preacher here, amen. I know you do, and that's a great blessing because that's not everywhere, amen. And it's not everywhere you got a Bible preacher, but I do appreciate Brother Rutledge and the help he's given me out of the Word of God. And most of the time, as an evangelist, we got the ministry of discouraging. Amen. The ministry of discouragement, discouraging us from doing certain things. And we need that in our day. Amen. And I thank God. But feel like tonight I've got a message to try to be an encouragement to help to you. You can turn to Mark chapter number 4, and praise the Lord for Sunday night services. Amen. Don't ever let empty pews discourage you from coming to the house of God. Amen. Now, if we've done all we can do to invite people and done all we can do to witness, it's not our fault. And I know the days we're living in, and we don't need to make excuses and be lazy, but I tell you what, you can come into the house of God and you can worship the Lord with just a few. And Brother Rutledge said, we're down. And when I talked to him earlier, said, we're down, some are sick, things like that. He said, would you come preach just a few of us? I said, well, I pastored about 12 to 15 for 10 years. I reckon I can. But it doesn't matter whether it's a crowd, whatever it is, it's about the Lord. Amen. So let's stand, if you would, Mark chapter number 4. It is an honor to be here once again and able to stand up and preach the Word of God. Mark chapter number 4. And we'll start reading here in verse number 35 and read throughout the chapter. As I was traveling over about 40 minutes and thought about, I'll just preach what I preached this morning. Had a great time preaching on Calvary and had a good time of that. And that'd fit in at any time. But any time I preach, whether it's short notice or not, and I don't mind that, I want to be where the Lord had me to be. The Lord knows what this church is going through, what this church needs more than I do, and I just want to do what He wants to be done tonight. So the Bible says here in Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 35, and the same day when the even was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when He had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him, and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And He arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word tonight. I thank You for the house of God. I thank You for what God's people in God's house has meant to me throughout my life. And I pray, God, tonight, You know the hour that we're in. You know the day and hour that we're living in. And I pray that You'd help me tonight to be a help to Your people, to be a help to this pastor. But I pray above all things, I'd be a glory to You and a glory to Your Word tonight. And we'll thank You for all You do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. Now, we want to look at this text here tonight, and no doubt, probably everybody here on a Sunday night, you've read through this, or you've heard preaching out of this text tonight, but I want you to see how that they get into this storm, and they were in the will of God. I'm sure you've heard that here out of this text before. The true will of God in our life, thank God there is a lot of joy in that, amen. There's a lot of joy, and there's a lot of great things in the will of God, and those are the things that will help us in the storms of the will of God. There are storms in the will of God. And there's different kinds of storms in the will of God, and I'm not talking about storms tonight necessarily, but there's a lot of different storms in the Christian life. And if you're going contrary to the devil and the wind blowing in our day, it's going to blow in your face, amen. And there's going to be storms that are contrary to you. A tempest that'll blow in your life. But listen, this storm right here, the Bible says in verse number 37, And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Ask you tonight, what happens to a full ship? Anybody know what a full ship sinks? Isn't that right? It's amazing. It didn't say this ship was getting full, but it said the ship was full. And the ship is still sailing. Amen. I'm telling you, along the line, if you are faithful to live the Christian life, storms are going to come. And there's going to be times that you're going to look around and the ship's full. You know what, Brother Rutledge? I won't magnify many of those tonight. But I tell you, there's been times, and maybe it wasn't right then, but as I look back on some of the storms of life, I say, Lord, how did I keep sailing? How did I not go under? How did I make it through and keep sailing the sea of life in the will of God? Amen. And so here they are, and just a natural man would look at this, and the Lord, the ship's full, and the ship's supposed to be already sank if it's already full. Is that not right? And a natural man would be saying, we better grab some buckets. We better do whatever we can do. It doesn't tell us they done that. They probably did later on. But here's what the Lord said to them. The Bible said in verse number 37, so that it was now full. You see that? And Jesus said, he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And verse number 40, the Bible says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? I want to preach tonight on this thought on having faith when the ship's full. Amen. Having faith when the ship is full. I mean, it's easy to have faith when everything's going good. It's easy to have faith when there's no stormy seas and no dark skies on the horizon. It's easy to have faith in those times. And thank God, we ought to have faith any time in the Christian life. I mean, good times ought to strengthen our faith. It ought to strengthen us to carry on for God and in the will of God. But I'll say, it seems like in my Christian life, and I'm not complaining, but while I'm here in this life, it seems like there's more full ships, there's more dark clouds and dark skies. If we just look at what's going on in our nation today, or what's going on in our world, I'm telling you, there's a storm on the horizon. If the Lord doesn't come before too long, there's a storm on the horizon. I tell you, like Noah's day, Noah got into the ark when it just started to rain. And I believe we already seen it start to rain. I believe the judgment of God is falling on our land, don't you? It's falling on our land. And anybody who's a real child of God, we wouldn't glory in that. We wouldn't be glad about that. But we can say God is justified in His judgment on such a nation and such a world as this. It'd break our heart like Jeremiah's heart was broken as he looked over his land, and he said, oh, that my head were as waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears. He said that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. And I'll tell you this tonight, America really looks like she's a sinking ship. Amen. I know that may sound like gloom and doom to some, but I'm telling you, you don't murder millions of babies. You don't drink more liquor than any other nation in the world. You don't view more pornography than any other nation there's in the world today. You don't spit in the face of God and mock Almighty God and continue on in prosperity and continue on. I mean, God, we're under the judgment of God. I'll tell you this, I don't believe, thank God, that the ship's going to go down with the Lord on it. I'm looking forward to this ship going up, amen. I guess we can compare ourselves to a ship, we're going to go up. But I'll tell you this tonight, in the will of God, in the will of God, there's going to be storms. And the only way to get through them is by faith. Hebrews chapter number 11, the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter number 11, you don't have to turn there, but probably about the first 25 or 30 verses, it tells us about people like Abel and people like Enoch and Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Abraham and Jacob, that they were exalted with houses, or maybe not have, but lands. They is exalted, wasn't that be right? Exalted by riches and lands, and God exalted them, and God has taken their names to be names that are great names, and thank God for that. And so there were those in Hebrews 11 who were exalted by the faith that they had in Almighty God. I'm not saying they had it easy, but God exalted them for their faith. But in that chapter, there's also some that because of their faith, they escaped. The Bible says, by faith they quenched the violence of the fire. Now, it doesn't tell us their name. Of course, we know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know that because Daniel had faith in his God, God shut the mouths of the lions. Amen. Isn't that a great God? And some have been exalted by their faith. Some have escaped the wrath of man. They've escaped that because of their faith. And God's just in doing that. But you know what? You keep reading down there, and the Bible comes to those called others. And there's many there, those others, that they had the same faith as Abraham, the same faith as Moses, and they was exhausted by living that faith. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, and the Bible said they were destitute. And thank God for people like that. They were exhausted out of the point that they wouldn't recant, they wouldn't repent and turn. I'm talking about repent like man wanted them to. And their bodies were exhausted because they were going to live by faith. Some were executed. The Bible said they are sawn asunder. Amen. They're sawn asunder. I don't know what God has on the horizon for the church of this day, but I'm telling you, persecution's heating up, and yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I don't know what's on the horizon, but I know one who does. Amen. I'm glad tonight God expects us to have faith when the ship's full. That could be a rebuking statement tonight, but I'm just trying to use it as a reaffirming statement. God, He said, how is it that you have no faith? Now I understand, He said that after He calmed the storm. And He says, how is it that you have no faith? They still didn't have faith. I believe He was saying, before I calmed the storm, you didn't have any faith. And now that I've calmed the storm, why are you still fearful? Why do you not have any faith? I'm telling you tonight, has God ever brought you through a storm? Has God ever brought you through it? And hey, there was faith for a little while, but anybody been like me, just lose that faith and worry about the situation. But thank God. I'm not minimizing the storm tonight, but I'm saying don't minimize God. I don't know what your storm is tonight. I'll say you've probably been in some storms, and if the Lord doesn't come, you're going to get in some more. But I'm telling you, God expects, God wants us to have faith right in the middle of it. I mean, the simplest way to describe faith is believing God. Amen. So I'm here to tell you tonight, not only have faith when the ship is full, but let you know you can have faith when the ship's full. Amen. Is the ship full tonight? Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, sometimes you just get full of it, fed up with it. I get sick of seeing what's going on in the world. As an evangelist, I get sick of seeing what goes on in some churches. I'll just tell you this, I get sick of me. I get sick of this flesh. I get filled up with my own unrighteousness and my this old wicked man tonight. I don't know what the storm might be. It may be a family problem. I'm telling you, family problems can load the ship up, and you'll feel like you're about to sink probably quicker than anything else can. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Lord expects you and I to have faith when the ship's full. Amen. He didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, y'all are going through this. I mean, they come saying, "Carest thou not that we perish? If you and I don't watch out, we'll get on the boat in the ship that says God don't care." Never been on that boat? Be honest tonight, amen. But I'm telling you, He cares. He said you can cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you tonight. I'm glad, thank God, you may not know a lot of people that care about you. I'm telling you, our government and our nation don't care about old-time Bible-believing Christians. But I'm telling you tonight, we got a Savior. We got a high priest tonight that's seated in heaven. And He said we can come boldly unto His throne of grace. Hey, thank God we can receive grace to help in the time of need. Hey, God wants me to preach this tonight. No doubt somebody needs to know you can have faith when the ship's full. And by the way, faith ain't just for old Steen, Rick Warren, and Charles Capps and all these false. You know what they got faith in? Their own faith. I'm telling you tonight, I've got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to have more faith in Him. And if He doesn't come before too long, I'm going to be in another storm. And thank God, seems like the more storms you go through, we ought to be stronger and stronger in our faith tonight. Is this making sense tonight? Pastor, you may get in some storms, you may be in a storm, but I'm telling you this, you can have faith when the ship's full. That's the kind of God we serve tonight. That's the kind of God that we serve. And it says here, let's go through these verses tonight and I'll be done. But it says in verse number 35, it said, "In the same day when the even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Now, a lot of times in the book of Mark, it's a book of action. Amen. I mean, many times in the book of Mark or Luke, I believe it's Mark, immediately, straightway, and they'd been out there, He'd been preaching about the sower sowing the seed, He'd been preaching and all of that, and you'll find here in the text, and I believe in another gospel right before this happened, they'd been feeding thousands, something like that. They're exhausted, and they get on a ship, and a storm comes up. I'll tell you this, it says in verse number 35, "The same day when the even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." Here's how we can have faith when the ship's full, when we remember there is a promised side. Amen. There's a promised side. He didn't say, "Let us see if we can make it to the other side." Amen. He said, "Let us go over unto the other side." And listen, the first side I think about is the other side in glory. Thank God. We're promised, if you're saved by the grace of God, the Bible said, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." There's a promise of eternal life. There's a promise that we're going to a better place. Thank God, by the grace of God. Hey, listen, for the early church and the early American Christians, I mean, all the time they're saying about the coming of the Lord and going home and being with Him, thank God. And Paul said it'd be far better. Paul'd been through quite a few storms, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'll tell you this, we got that promised side that we're going to make it over to the other side. We're going to make it home one day. I'll tell you this, faith ain't just about knowing we're going to make it to the other side. But we got a God that can help us through any storm we're going to face in life. Amen. That doesn't mean He's going to calm it every time. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any loss in your life. That's not what it means, thank God. But any storm we go through in life, God will help us. Listen, there'll be people on the other side of the storm that you can help. You remember chapter number 5? Look at verse number 1, chapter number 5. "And they came over, and they came over." Oh, thank God for that day. Amen. "And they came over unto the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. And he, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Thank God. Yeah, he made it to the other side. But they are still in this life. They thought this fixing to go to the other side. "Carest thou not that we perish?" Amen. They thought, "We ain't making the other side of this sea. We're going on home to heaven." Boy, that'd be good. I ain't necessarily getting on load tonight if you're getting one. I mean, I'm honest. I ain't wanting to die tonight. But I believe there'd be grace if I went over. Thank God. But hey, they didn't make it to the other side and make it to heaven, but they made it to the other side in the will of God. And in the will of God, somebody got help because they made it and they stayed on the ship, thank God, and made it to the other side out of another storm and doing the work of God. If you and I are in the work of God, it's going to be work, storm, work. Hey, there'll be good mingled in there with it. That's the Christian life you experienced tonight. I'm telling you, you can have faith when the ship's full, because there's a promised side. I can say there's promised sides. I'll help you through the storm. Amen. Boy, we could probably give testimony tonight. I hope you could when God brought you through the storm. Amen. The Bible said over there in Psalm 46, the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. It said over there, it talked about though the mountains be removed, though the seas be raging. It talks about though the heathen be raging over there in Psalm 46. And it ends Psalm 46. And God said in the midst of that heathen raging, the seas raging, in the midst of you needing refuge, three times Psalm 46, God is my refuge is mentioned. He said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. You know what that tells me, dear friend? We're winners. We're not just on the winning side. We've got the victory. Amen. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord just said, go back to that. The Lord don't care, ship. Is that where you at tonight? I'll tell you what. You're going to have a hard time having faith with a ship full when you're whining like I've done before. Amen. Amen. Hope this is encouraging you tonight. If you're doing the best you can, it can be an encouraging message. But if God needs to discourage you from whining like He has me and just living fretting because of evildoers and wickedness, I want to just delight myself in the Lord. Thank God, I just want to commit my ways unto Him because of what He's bringing to pass. Amen. I'm glad there's a promised side in verse number 35. And He said, let us go over onto the other side. He didn't say, let's try. Amen. I'm not saying every storm you go through, there's not shipwreck. There might be. But it'll just shipwreck you right in the will of God like it did Paul. Amen. Shipwreck might be in God's will. Amen. So verse number 35, there's a promised side. Verse number 36, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also other little ships with other little ships. I see in this, alliteration helps me think, but not only a promised side to help you have faith when the ship is full, but a present Savior. I've already said something about that. You know what happened that night as a 13-year-old boy at 3 o'clock in the morning? I had, thank God, God the Son and God the Father make their abode inside of my heart by the person of the Holy Ghost. He come in there to lead me and to guide me. And in that leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost, storms are going to come. But you know what? Thank God, He's also in there to comfort me. The Holy Ghost can do more for you than your husband or wife can do. And thank God for a husband and a wife. I mean, the Holy Ghost can do more for you than a preacher can do. And thank God for preachers. But I'm telling you, when nobody else can help you and the ship's so full, you're sure you're going down. There's a present Savior. Isn't it good those times whenever you're having a hard time and He just shows up, seems like out of nowhere? Y'all know what I'm talking about, thank God. I'm glad we got a living Lord tonight. He's not dead. He's alive. Has He ever got in the car with you and ride down the road? I mean, He's with us all the time. You know what I'm saying? It seems like more than other times, you can just tell He's right there with you. I know He is by fact, but I'm telling you, sometimes I can feel it. He is in the ship, amen. You can have faith when the ship's full tonight. And let me say again, He wants us to have faith when the ship's full. There's no excuse. I'm telling you, there's some full ships in our day. This promised sigh that He told them about, and He's the present Savior. He's in the ship with them. And listen, a powerful storm comes. I already said some of this in my haste there, but verse 37 said, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." That's a pretty powerful storm there, isn't it? Jesus talked about that man that had built his house upon the rock. And He said the floods came and the winds descended and it beat upon that house. One of them he built on sand, and it said great was the fall of it. Amen. I know you can compare that to a man that's saved who built on the rock. And you can compare that to a man that is lost, that didn't have a foundation. But I'm telling you this tonight, it's sad to say, but there's some children of God, I believe Brother Rutledge, that are not building on the rock. Their home, they may be saved, but they're not building their home on the rock. And no surprise when the winds of false doctrine, the winds of lust and desires that the devil will bring by. He's the prince of the power of the air tonight. Even a Christian home can fall prey to the winds of the devil. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a powerful storm. Don't minimize the storm. Maximize the Savior. Amen. Does that make sense tonight? Told me, I'm not minimizing what's going on with this virus. I'm about sick of hearing it. Probably shouldn't have mentioned it then. I'm not minimizing what's going on, but I'm telling you, I got a God that's bigger. I'm looking for a greater government one day. Hey, thank God my faith ain't in a president, whether it's Republican or Democrat. My faith's in a king, and he ain't just going to be king one day on David's throne, and he is, but he's king eternal, king immortal, king invisible. He's the only wise God tonight. Hope you get encouraged tonight. I'm encouraging myself if you're not. Boy, isn't it good to have the new man on the inside. I'm telling you, I hate my flesh and I hate this old man. I can't wait to get rid of him. And he's shamed my Lord too many times. He's not had the faith that he ought to. Obviously, he don't. But thank God for that man, that new man on the inside. And the Holy Ghost that in the midst of my troubles and anguish and despair sometimes, thank God I know I'm not forsaken or cast down or destroyed. He's in the ship, thank God. He's in control tonight. Amen. They said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him?" He's a God man. Amen. So tonight I'll show you this a few more. I'm going to go through these verses and be done whenever the Lord's done. Amen. I'm having too good a time. I come to encourage you tonight by the grace of God. I believe the Lord put this together, Brother Rutledge, to tell you to have faith when the ship's full. Amen. Have faith when the ship's full because of that promised side that we're going to one day, and even the promised side here in life that God will bring us through the storm and He'll continue to use us. He can give you something in the storm that'll help you on down the road. He's a present Savior. There is a powerful storm. But I want you to notice here what it says in verse number 38. Now, I thank God for this book, don't you? Every single punctuation mark and every word's there for a reason. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" I want you to notice there was a purposeful sleep here. Now listen, most likely, I mean, the Lord was God, but He is man. The man part of Him needed to sleep. The God part of Him neither slumbered nor sleep. Before He went down the hinder part of the ship, He knew the storm was coming. I don't know if they could see the thunder and the lightning. I don't know if they could see that. I don't know how long it'd been since He went down there and went to sleep. He is a God man. He is so much man, He needed sleep. You've heard that song. He is so much God, He calmed the storm. I believe this is on purpose. You know why? Because it said his head was on a pillow. I don't believe he just walked in there. I believe he was about his father's business. I believe our Lord had plenty of weary days. Remember that woman, he sat thus on the well being weary with his journey. I better not get on that or I'd preach another message. But I'm telling you, dear friend, he took that pillow. He didn't just fall down on the pillow. I believe he took that pillow. I preached one time on when God fluffs his pillow. Amen. Out of the same text. You ever felt like God fluffed his pillow and went to sleep on you? You look at this world today, if you don't watch out, you'll say, Lord, see what's going on. You sleep up there. Amen. Glad he ain't like Baal tonight. He ain't on a journey where he can't help us. He ain't asleep. God's got some purpose in this sleep. God's got some purpose in your life, child of God, when you feel like he's nowhere around and he doesn't care and you're looking around thinking, I'm going down. There's purpose behind it, amen. There's purpose. There's a purposeful sleep. He is asleep on a pillow. He snuggled up in the hinder part of the ship, pulled his pillow under his head, went to sleep. Amen. And they said, they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I'm coming in tonight sometime, amen, but I see pitiful speech, don't you? I tell you what, the best thing you and I can do is read the Bible before we look at our brothers and our sisters or look at the world, we can look at us. Amen. Well, if my wife's here tonight, she'd probably shout amen, Brother Rutledge would too. If I said, boy, I get pitiful sometimes. Yeah. I wouldn't preach it if she is here and he wouldn't let me preach it if his was here. Y'all tell him about his. Man, pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. Let me say extra pitiful on American Christians. Have you ever said about the silliest thing, you don't care, Lord. I'm not proud of that. Or do you care, Lord? Y'all's flesh like that sometimes. It ain't anything to magnify, but I'm just being honest tonight. Thank God the Holy Ghost steps up and says, where's your faith at? Where's your faith? Amen. Pitiful speech, but then thank God there's a peaceful sea. Verse 39, the Bible said, and he arose. Now, I want to stop there and say, thank God. I understand it's talking about he arose from his weariness as a man, but I'm telling you, thank God, because he was God, he got up on the third day, and he's alive. Amen. He's a God in heaven tonight. I don't care what storm you're going through, he can bring peaceful sea. If he knows that's what you need. He knows you need some peaceful seas. He can give you that. It says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. That wasn't no strange voice to the wind. Amen. Wasn't no strange voice to the wind. It's amazing how creation can mind God and the ones that God made in his own image and own likeness and put himself on the inside and we can't. You ever heard that old song, he whispers sweet peace? He whispers sweet peace to me. Do you need that tonight? I'm telling you, I told you most of my ministry is discouraging. Amen. Discouraging from this, discouraging from that. And I hope tonight this has been an encouragement to you to know you can have faith when the ship's full. Peaceful sea. I'll say on these last two verses, I want to call it this, penetrating statements. Boy, I want them to penetrate my heart tonight. I want them to penetrate my heart because of the Lord done come. I know there's more storms on the horizon. Said in verse 40, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it they have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Listen tonight, the seas, this whole universe obeys him. Now, he's got some things he allows to be set forth in motion. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's got it all under control tonight. I mean, if he can control a ship that ought to be sunk, amen. So sometimes, I mean, even after he'd calmed the storm, they still didn't have any faith. They was afraid. Amen? Here in this text, he calmed the storm, didn't he? He don't always do that. I think about another storm Paul got in. Amen? He'd already told them, you better not loose from Crete. There's going to be a harm and loss. There's going to be harm and there's going to be loss. If you loose from this port.
That's right.
Bible said, nevertheless, they believe the master of the ship more than they believe Paul. You know what's got America in this shape? It ain't just that the pagans and the sinners that believe these wicked counselors of the world, is that we've listened to them.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
They headed out, and the Bible said Paul was somewhere in the ship for a long time. He was absent for a long time. Sure enough, storms came, amen. And they was crying out. And Paul got up there like a good Baptist preacher and said, you should have listened to me. He said, but hey, be of good cheer. He said, because the Lord, whose I am, whose mine are, that's what he said. Said he come stood by me this night. He said, there's not going to be any loss of any man's life. We're going to lose the ship. Amen. Hey, they may have been able to keep the ship if they'd have faith the first time. Listen, I tell you, there's been some storms in my life because I didn't listen to the man of God. God let me go on down to sea alive and get in a shipwreck. Thank God when I repented and come to the Lord, I'm glad He whispered that sweet peace. He said, you may have to bear these scars for a while. You may have to learn what it's like to have a wreck in the ship. Thank God. Does that make sense tonight? Paul said, I believe God. You know what? That ship was so full, they started to have to throw things out. I don't know what it is tonight. Maybe there's something you need to throw out. But I'll tell you this, have faith when the ship's full. Your ship full tonight? Has ever been full before? Amen. Sometimes he'll calm the storm, make the sea calm. Sometimes he calms the sailor. He's ever gave you calm in the midst of the storm? He's ever said, I'm not going to calm the storm. I'm just going to give you grace to make it through it. Just have faith. Amen. So tonight, I don't know what God said to you, but I know that's what He gave me, and it encouraged me tonight. I hope it did you. I'm telling you, have faith when the ship's full. Have faith when the ship's full. Let's stand, if you would. Every head bowed and every eye closed, if this is all right, Pastor. Ask the piano player to come. Can you find that song, He Whispers Sweet Peace, if you've got it? If y'all can play that tonight. If not, you can find whatever you're able to do. That's all right. You just find whatever you feel led of the Lord. That'll be fine tonight. I tell you this tonight, you've encouraged me by being in the house of God on Sunday night. I know that may sound like a big statement, but in this day it is. I appreciate a preacher that would come out to hear you on Sunday night. I'm talking about your pastor, and come preach to you like the house is full. What you've done tonight does take faith. I'm telling you, what you're going to face this week is going to take greater faith. She just starts to play softly here just a minute. I wonder if you'd mind the Lord. I don't believe the Lord sent it by this way. Maybe you just need to come and thank Him. Oh, some storm in your life when the ship was full has come back to your mind. And you want to come thank Him. Who will come thank Him tonight for helping you through the storm? Boy, it looked like for sure the ship was going down. But He got on board. He is on board and He helped you. He whispered sweet peace. He may not be going to calm the storm. If you're in a storm, it may be He's not going to calm it. You better come say, God, I believe You. I'm going to have faith that endures. I'm going to have faith when the ship's full. What page, Brother Ernest?
17.